What if you're just borrowing money from private investors? If you're simply borrowing money from private investors, if it's an isolated transaction, then there's nothing for you to do with respect to securities offerings. But if you're doing it in such a way that your business depends on successively borrowing money from private investors, such as a single family fix and flip business, then you need to follow securities laws. This is both for your own protection and for the protection of your investors. The last thing you want to have happen is to be engaged in an enforcement action with securities agencies trying to defend that what you're doing are not securities, and guess whose money you're using to spend to defend yourself? It's your investors' money. So you don't want that situation to arise. The way to protect yourself and your investors is to do it right from the beginning, and that is to actually do your successive note offering as part of a securities offering. And so the first thing you do in order to do that correctly would be to choose an exemption, follow the rules of that exemption, and those rules might include providing some kind of a disclosure document for your investors, making sure that they meet the right qualifications for that exemption, and then filing some notices with the state and possibly federal securities agencies. So just because you're selling promissory notes doesn't mean that you don't also have to comply with securities laws. And this is a very common misconception in the marketplace.